What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, with this particular episode, I'm going to lay the foundation with a very well-known quote. There are three things all wise men fear: the sea in a storm, a night with no moon, and the anger of a gentle man. When you hear the descriptors of this particular man, you will understand why this phrase so appropriately applies. Now, this article was published on the 20th of August. Man appears in court for the first time after shooting and offlining his girlfriend. Gentlemen, in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Another woman who drove a man to put the mask on. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man who shot his girlfriend in the head appeared in court Tuesday after turning himself in to the police. According to a criminal complaint, Terrence Davis of Madison arrived at the city county building to speak to officers about a homicide he was involved in. Detectives described Davis as quote unquote quiet and quote unquote soft spoken. Gentlemen, put a major pin right there. The complaint says when detectives asked Davis what was going on, Davis replied, quote unquote, I offlined a girl at my house, my apartment, last night. He was referencing a shooting that happened on Schmiedemann Avenue on Thursday, August 15th. Davis says when he moved to Madison in 2020, he started working at Amazon on the city's east side and met his now deceased girlfriend. He says she had an abusive boyfriend at the time of their meeting and stayed only friends with her. That right there is an absolutely huge red flag, gentlemen. Any woman who says she's in an abusive relationship and she continues to stay with said man or person, because we know, you know, the liquor ladies, you know, they get into it too. But if she still stays with the person that she claims is, you know, going upside her head, gentlemen, that is a woman you should not engage with. She should be avoided like the plague. The criminal complaint continues with Davis explaining that when he got to Madison, he started dating a different person. When they broke up, he started talking to the woman who he would eventually offline. Davis says the abusive boyfriend mentioned above would always call her phone and confront her about being with Davis. According to Davis, the boyfriend called her phone that Thursday night. Davis says this upset him because the boyfriend knew who Davis was, despite him trying to quote unquote protect himself and stay away from other people. Put another pin right there, gentlemen. Davis's girlfriend was laughing at him and showed no remorse. He grabbed a gun from his room. His girlfriend started crying and said, quote unquote, look, whatever you're going to do, just do it. Basically, challenging him. That's when Davis shot her. He tells detectives he used a quote unquote AK style of gun. That right there, gentlemen, is a nasty piece of work. Davis's ex-girlfriend also showed up to the downtown Madison police station the day after the incident. She tells detectives she dated Davis for 3 to 4 years and had broken up with him nearly 8 months ago. She says Davis called her around 10 p.m. that Thursday. After hanging up the phone, he called her again and asked if she would meet up with him. The criminal complaint says she met with Davis at around 2:30 a.m. And after a few hours, she asked Davis what was going on. That's when he confessed that he had offlined his current girlfriend. She and Davis's dad then convinced him to turn himself in. Davis was charged with first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm. If he's convicted of the homicide charge, he will automatically be sentenced to life in prison. The court has set his bond at $1 million. Well, well, well. There is a part of me that actually feels sympathy for this guy. Why? Because if he was a felon, it sounds like he was trying to get his life back on track. And all it took was the wrong damn woman to completely and totally derail all of his efforts. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in his apartment. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, an AK-style rifle, the rifle of retribution. I gotta give that a 15. Psychological impact, since his ex-girlfriend and his own father knew about what happened and actually convinced him to turn himself in, I got to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, we all know the AK is a nasty weapon. He popped her in the head. So you know that was going to be an extremely grisly sight. So I got to give the brutality factor a 25. So terrible. Terrence Davis gets a score of 90. Now, let's swing back to how the police describe this man. Quiet, soft spoken. Gentlemen, we all know this. And to set the groundwork for this, I'm going to go back to an old quote from the movie American Gangster with Denzel Washington. The loudest man in the room is the weakest man in the room. When you hear about You know, the quote unquote abusive boyfriend sounds like a pookie. We all know pookies really are weak. They are. They have to be loud. They have to be boisterous. They have to have all the attention on them. Yeah, look at me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, notice when a pookie gets ready to fight, what does he start doing? He starts getting loud to hype himself up. I believe it was the comedian Eddie Griffin who had a bit on this. We talked about it's always the quiet ones you got to watch out for. Dude get loud, you know, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And yo, because I'm really scared. I'm trying to make you scared too. No, it's always the quiet ones. It's the quiet ones you got to watch out for. Because guess what? The quiet man, he doesn't waste time talking. He's going to do something. He's going to do it. He's going to do the job and keep it moving. You see, people think that quiet guys tend to be, you know, weak or timid or soft-spoken. They think they're easy targets. No, 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 no. Oh, no. The quiet guy is a very patient man. However, when that patience runs out, he's going to go to a level that Pookie does not expect. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to the other pen. He was trying to stay away from other people. More than likely, this guy knew himself. He knew what he was capable of. He knew if he was pushed beyond a certain limit, he would go off the deep end. And I mean, really go off the deep end. But that's how a lot of quiet people tend to be. I have a line. Do not push me to that extreme. Because what I'm going to unleash on you, you're not going to be ready for. But unfortunately, we have too many people in society who believe that, you know what? Just because you're not loud and boisterous, you're going to be an easy target. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, in particular, to you black women out there, because we know what this scenario truly wanted to be, or what she wanted it to be. She has Mr. Davis, the new boyfriend, but she has her ex, Pookie, still fucking with her, still calling her. And the fact that she was not telling this man, look, I'm in a new relationship. It's over. Leave us alone. The fact that she actually laughed about the situation and showed no remorse. Yeah, we all know black women are notorious for this. Pitting men against each other. That's why she laughed. That's why she had no remorse. She figured, you know what? My new man and my ex-man are one day, they're going to butt heads. They're going to fight. One of them is going to end up in jail. Possibly the other one's going to end up in the grave. And I get to walk away scot-free while at the same time playing the victim card. However, Mr. Davis said, nah, you're the architect of all of this drama. So guess what? I'm going to get rid of you. You're the bane who needs to be taken out. And guess what? He did just that. So, to all you women out there who believe you're still going to be able to play two men against each other for your own form of sick entertainment, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that scenario, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to still do whatever they can just to be with you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, men nowadays are not as stupid and pussy-driven as we used to be. And when we find out something is wrong, yeah, guess what? There's a 50-50% chance that that man might take matters into his own hands and put on the mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.